This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 13th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear with a gentle breeze, making for a pleasant day in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, expect cooler temperatures as the evening approaches. With that in mind, here are today's headlines. First, according to Walla, just 18 minutes ago, the Houthis have bombed Saudi weapon depots in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab area as a preventive measure against a potential Saudi-American attack. Also earlier today, the IDF carried out a strike on a Hamas commander in northern Gaza. This comes as Board of Peace envoy Nikolay Mladenov denies any financial agreements with the group, according to JNS. Also this hour, the CIA has expressed doubt about the credibility of a threat to President Trump in Turkey, with Iranian diplomat Arakshi labeling it false intelligence, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, the U.S. and Israel have denied reports of an agreement on deploying foreign forces to disarm Hezbollah, according to the Jerusalem Post just 3 minutes ago. And finally, Ynet reports that the IDF is preparing for potential conflict with Hezbollah in the north, conducting drills in the West Bank this morning. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted just minutes ago that the IDF has attacked a Hamas company commander in Khan Yunis. Oren Barsky, a European affairs analyst, shared his concerns about Europe's future, questioning its trajectory in 20 years. Meanwhile, Open Source Intel, a conflict monitoring account, reported that Iran's Qatam al-Anbiya Armed Forces spokesman dismissed U.S. claims about ship movement in the Strait of Hormuz, asserting Iranian control and readiness to respond decisively to any threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Houthis' actions in the Red Sea and Bab al-Mandab area. This report from Walla highlights the escalating tensions as the Houthis aim to deter a Saudi-American assault. Such actions could disrupt critical shipping routes, impacting global trade and regional security. Turning to the IDF strike in northern Gaza. Earlier today, JNS reported the targeted operation against a Hamas commander, a move likely to heighten tensions between Israel and Hamas. This comes as Nikolay Mladenov, a peace envoy, denies any financial deals with Hamas, pointing to ongoing diplomatic complexities. Meanwhile, the CIA's skepticism over threats to President Trump in Turkey raises questions about intelligence reliability. Israel Hayom notes senior U.S. security officials are wary, describing the situation as based on potentially false intelligence. This uncertainty could strain U.S.-Turkey relations at a critical time. On the diplomatic front, the U.S. and Israel have both denied an agreement on foreign forces in Lebanon, according to the Jerusalem Post. The absence of an agreement leaves the future of Hezbollah disarmament uncertain, posing challenges for regional stability. And finally, the IDF's readiness drill in the West Bank reflects ongoing preparations for possible conflict with Hezbollah, as reported by Ynet. This exercise underscores the IDF's focus on the northern border, crucial for maintaining security in the region. On the economic front, the turmoil at Bank Jerusalem is a stark reminder of how quickly market psychology can shift, as Maariv Business reported an hour ago. Despite reassurances, the damage from rumors has already been done, with implications for stock prices and customer confidence. Separately, Tech reports that Anthropic is willing to invest $6 billion in Descartes, an Israeli startup. This acquisition could enhance Anthropic's AI capabilities, making models run more efficiently amid growing demand. And finally, MK Oded Forer's proposal for free land to young couples who served in the military, covered by Israel Hayom Business, is sparking debate. This initiative aims to address housing affordability, a pressing issue for many Israelis. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News, join us again at 5 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.